Wave Radio. Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello, Rave Radio listeners, and welcome to The Week, special edition here from ISE 2013 in Amsterdam. The show has gone extremely well, and this is day three. There have been about 40,000 attendees, making this show about twice the size of an Infocom in the U.S., or most of them. I had dinner last night with a couple of senior executives from Infocom International who expressed their satisfaction with the attendance, the activity, and the exhibitors, and I'd have to say I agree with them. It's been a very, very good show. I actually sat down with another senior Infocom manager, Scott Wills, to talk about the joint training efforts offered with CEDIA here. Scott is the Director of Training and Member Services for Infocom's international side, and he was responsible for Infocom's portion of the education zone here. So I sat down to talk with him for a little while, and here are some of the highlights of that conversation. Scott, how's it going?
Oh, it's going very well, Joel. Appreciate the opportunity just to be with you and share with the show. Yes, the team has really put together the Infocom side. As you know, ISE is a shared endeavor between Infocom and CEDIA. We each have our own specific education programs at the show to really to speak to this vast audience at ISE. You know, last year we had over 40,000 people attend the three-day show, plus the pre-show events that we typically have on Monday. And we try to speak to both sides of the AV world. The resi community as well as the commercial AV industry.
How's the cooperation gone in putting together that with CEDIA?
Oh, it's going very well. You know, it's, you know, whenever you have such a large endeavor as this show, you know, you work toward the common goal of you know, making all things flow. And this year is really, really cool because we have a combined education area, the education zone in the Elysium. And, you know, members and folks, non-members alike, anybody that wants to attend education, they just come to the one spot. And we're side by side in the classrooms and having cohesive, coordinated times and things really has worked out very well.
How many classes have you run this year and what's the attendance been like?
Oh, I should have studied before you asked me this. We run classes typically like last year. We started on the first day of the show with our regular classes a little bit late, because the show gets going, start at 11 o'clock, and we run it right to the end of the show time. And then Wednesday is our biggest day, starting early and then ending late. Because of sharing the space, we've had to scrunch down a bit of the actual offerings, and so we don't have as many topics as we did last year. But it's, you know, it's a trade-off. We have the cream of the crop, if you will, of the topics, and they have been received very, very well. One of the interesting dynamics of the attendance aspect, well, you know, we always strive to have more. We find that many people don't like to leave the show floor to come off, to go to the education. And so that certainly has one aspect covered on the attendance numbers.
This show has been really packed. You and I were talking earlier about the fact that you can barely get here moving through the aisles. Give me your general impression of how the show's been.
Oh, it has just been absolutely wonderful. What we were talking about earlier is, you know, trying to make a meeting, you have to really strategically think that out ahead of time, not leave one meeting in one part of the Rye and try to get to the other part for your second meeting without leaving ample time. There is just so many conversations that are going on in the aisleways between the booths, and you're struggling to try to make it to over 40 booths to get to your appointment. And you just feel a vibrancy of people that are just so excited about being together and pushing the business to the next level.
I think this has been, for me, a very interesting show because it is a combination of home and professional, which are largely separated in the United States. Do you think, and nothing official here, that this spells any future projection for what could happen in the U.S.?
Oh, Joel, you know better than to put me on a spot like that. My crystal ball is very cloudy. I don't see the future very well, and I'm not going to speak and try to prophesy what's going to happen. So.
Well, I've been talking in the podcast all week about the fact that I think that the technologies of the two markets are merging, and this has been an interesting sight in seeing the people of the two markets merging. I mean, to see an education zone with Cedia and Infocom banners up in it, to see people taking courses on both sides, because a lot of us in the dealer level do both kinds of projects. So I think it's been really interesting. Anyway, I know that you're running, and I want to thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Joel. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I guess in short, from pretty much everybody's point of view, the show has gone well. It's been hard to move around, it's been crowded, and there's been a lot of new product introduced. I talked to a lot of great people today. At Mitsubishi, for instance, I got a chance to sit through a detailed run-through of the latest edition of Playout Composer, which is their authoring and playback system for multi-screen masked or blended shows. I have to say I was impressed. Having done a lot of multi-screen shows, I was pleasantly surprised to see how cleanly and easily it blended images using software rather than just the projector's controls on the physical side. I was also impressed with the mouse-driven interface for alignment. And then in the playback side, was really impressed with a neat iPad utility that's available on the App Store for queuing with your own graphics and buttons. It would provide an excellent podium interface for a multi-screen show or one in an attraction or exhibit that had to be queued repeatedly. I was also really impressed with the system's very, very rapid and clean scaling of video and objects and how easily things move from screen to screen. You can find out more at www.ravenowise.com or at Mitsubishi.com. I also got to spend a little time at the Christie booth looking at the latest generation of staging projectors and at their new 55-inch outdoor display panel. And I was suitably impressed enough to do a blog post about the phenomenal job done blending and masking their logo wall. Take a look at the ISE website, www.ravenowise.com, for that post to see some sequential images of what they did with this wall. It was a array of crystal-shaped white pillars that were all completely white. There was no coloration to hide masking errors in, and it was truly beautiful. I also got intrigued at Vadio, looking at how they've expanded their Easy USB line of product. I've used both the camera and the bridge in installations at home, and my installs people really like them, so I was glad to see them expanding the line the way they have. If you're curious about any of these or hundreds of other new products, look for these manufacturers' booth videos already online at our ISE website. Some of my observations on the show have been really interesting. There have been a lot of really different kinds of companies here, OEMing companies, large dealers, all exhibiting, kind of in the way Infocom used to be. Later on, Gary and I are going to do a wrap-up of the show, and that's certainly one of the things that I'm going to pick up on, and we'll be posting that for you as a podcast. So check out the highlights from many of these manufacturers you've never seen at www.ravenowise.com, and look for a wrap-up from Gary and I later on tonight.